New York's chief judge, Jonathan Lipman, is advocating for a massive overhaul of the state's bail system. He outlined several proposals in his State of the Judiciary address yesterday, including a change in the law to make consideration of public safety a requirement for setting bail. Joining us now to talk about them is Judge Lipman. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you say public safety isn't currently a predominant consideration in setting bail. What are the considerations and how are they complicating efforts to reform the bail system?
Yeah, well, it's not a consideration at all. Judges are not permitted to consider public safety. Rather, what they consider is whether the defendant is likely to flee the jurisdiction, you know, whether they have ties to the community and that kind of thing. And to me, it doesn't make any sense. Well, who would plausibly argue that a judge should consider the public safety in considering bail? But the other side of the coin, which I'm also proposing changing, is that to keep low-level nonviolent defenders in jail awaiting trial when they're not a threat to public safety really is not fair, and money shouldn't be the determining factor as to whether a person, when a person's liberty is at stake. So I think we have to change the law in both regards. Public safety should be considered, and there should be a presumption that a nonviolent defender who's not a threat to public safety should be released and should be in some kind of a supervised release program. It'll save money, and it's fair. The present system is just unfair, keeping people in, when they haven't been convicted of anything doesn't make sense either.
You say that the current bail system costs the state too much, and you're also advocating, you know, expanding supervised release programs for defendants to save the state money and ensure public safety and make sure that they show up in court. What programs have you seen proven effective, and how do you envision them looking statewide?
Well, Mayor Bloomberg has done an interesting program in New York, you know, in Queens, and they're expanding that program that basically, again, works on this idea of supervised release, recognizing that it costs about $20,000 or almost $20,000 to keep a person in jail for a year. It costs about $3,000 to $4,000 to have someone in a supervised release program or a community-based program that keeps people in their jobs, keeps them with their families, and they're not a threat to public safety. So the savings are enormous, and I don't see why we can't do this around the state. This is the direction that is really being looked at around the country. The Conference of Chief Justices, which I'm a member of, just passed a resolution endorsing this kind of an approach, and I think it makes total sense. When judges are not determining a person's liberty, when prosecutors are not determining a person's liberty, but the person who determines it is the bail bondsman, a money-making entity, determines whether a person is released or stays in jail. To me, that's a silly state of affairs.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. How would you change the bail bond industry?
I'd make them basically irrelevant. By doing, again, a presumption of release for a person who's not a threat to public safety, by doing supervised release programs, community-based programs, and not have, you know, bail in these kinds of cases where people are, again, don't represent any threat to society.
Several of the city's DAs are reacting positively to your reform proposals. How likely do you think are they to pass in the state legislature?
Well, I think we've got a good shot. It's a very balanced proposal. And I think, our friends in the prosecutorial community understand this, that they're very concerned that judges don't consider public safety. And they understand that what's the purpose of keeping someone in, weakening their bargaining position in terms of plea negotiations when they should be out. And then and 90-some-odd percent in these programs around the country, when you have supervised release, these people return for their court appearances. And I hope we can get the support of both the prosecutorial community and the defense community, because this makes sense. Our present system is not safe, and it's not fair, and it should be changed. And to me, it is very, very obvious.
New York State's Chief Judge Jonathan Lipman, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to talk.